This is Things to Live For. Here's Rick.
Welcome to the program that focuses on the little things that bring us joy. Things to Live For. Every now and then, we all feel like everything is going wrong. We get so overwhelmed with some of life's problems that it seems like nothing can go right at all. Even if we don't have huge issues or difficulties in our lives, we often notice only the things that don't go our way. Here at Things to Live For, we like to look at the good things, no matter how small they might be. Each of our episodes focuses on one of these things. But right now, I want to mention the really tiny ones that could go right for us during the course of a day. Some of these things you may not even notice. Say you get up in the morning on time without any difficulty. That's one right there. Your morning coffee or tea is the exact temperature that you like it when you start drinking. That's another one. Your commute is surprisingly so easy that you forget how you even got there. You write or type your work fluidly without having many or any mistakes at all. When you toss your trash into the bin, your aim is precise. You heat up your lunch perfectly without having to add time to the microwave. The list of the little things that could go our way throughout the day can go on and on. Right now, you can probably think of a couple yourself. When times get truly tough, just recognizing a few, or at least one of these tiny things, can really help us out. Our outlook can start to change, our mood can brighten, and before we realize it, we've turned things around. Thank you for joining us on Things to Live For. Don't forget to swing by our website, thingstolivefor.com. We update it almost every day. That's things, two, that's the number two, livefor.com. This is Rick. Have a blessed day.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're located in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.